All right, all kinds of stuff coming in here to our studios. Thanks for all your texts, your tweets, your posts on YouTube and Twitch, and a lot of it coming in on Powerball here. Although let's get to this. We'll save the story. Let's shelve the story. Kenny's got another great story we got to tell next hour. from Scott in Carlton, if I win the Powerball, I'm going to pay for Gators kids' college education.
You take care of those rabbits in the backyard? So I don't have to.
Gators made the very generous offer of telling both Kang and I that if he wins the Powerball, he's going to pay for our kids' college education.
That's right.
Gator, you owe Scott and Carlton, man.
Yeah.
Well, his is, come on. A little bit more disingenuous.
Yeah, you don't have kids.
Wait,
come on. That's ridiculous.
His is, come on.
His is, come on. I don't even have kids. Yeah, that's Gator's ridiculous. Kids, that's just ridiculous. Okay.
Phil and Ipsy says, hey guys, Phil, if I were to win, my first trip I would take with my wife would be to Portugal, which is her dream vacation. Help out family and friends, of course, and then do the golf trip that Gator talked about, which would be heaven to me. I'd also get a larger pontoon and hang out on Ford Lake all day, enjoying the sunshine and the sunshine end of my retirement. Jay May says, first vacation, Hilton Head, South Carolina, golf and beaches. Then I would go to Kansas City, Miami, New York, and Boston to see the Tigers. I would take golf lessons, and I would be in a suite in Green Bay.
You'd have to time it right for Hilton Head, right? Because isn't it like ungodly hot and humid at this time of the year?
I don't know. Not sure. What else do we have here? My special skill, I'd become a freaking ninja if I won the Powerball. So you would go all in on... Would that be just like martial arts lessons or?
Well, ninja specifically, he said. Doug.
What specifically is a ninja?
He'd probably have to kill you if he told you.
I was going to say, you won't know until it's over.
Yep, exactly. It's too late.
Yeah.
That sucks for me.
Yeah.
Maybe you meant ninja warrior. I don't know. Maybe he's a CrossFit guy.
All right. So I also mentioned that there was a bunch of Tiger feedback coming in. Let's see. What do we got here? I think what frustrates me is the amount of time the Tigers have two hits going into the seventh or eighth inning. In the first half, the starters bailed them out. Now it's getting tougher. Seems like my Scooble and a prayer. Paddock has two good starts, notwithstanding. That's from Doug in Rochester. This person says, I agree with the last caller, and I think that was Paul who called earlier and said people need to chill out. It's the long baseball seasons are long. Stuff like this happens. Winning by one run is not the end of the world, and the way people are reacting is they're freaking out and they still are in a really good spot. Sky writes, I agree with the last caller, but the one run wins are concerning. If they were to lose all those games, all of the one run games, they'd be 52-68, AKA one spot above the White Sox.
I'm sorry. What was that? If they lose all the one run games,
if they lost every one run game they won, they'd be one of the worst teams in baseball.
Oh, okay.
So
if they lost every game,
every one run game, I mean, can we do that to all the good teams in baseball?
What is that?
The Tigers haven't even played an extreme amount of one run games. I don't think the Tigers their record in one run games is 17-8. Okay. So they've played 25 one run games. They've won 17 of them. The Blue Jays have played 33 of them and won 19. Hang another 19 losses on the Blue Jays. They are 50-69. Okay, so you literally took something. What about Milwaukee? The best team in the American League. You took something. The best team in American League would also be one of the worst teams in baseball. Realize what you've done. You've taken a whole bunch of wins and just converted them to losses. For no apparent reason.
So the Brewers have 6 one-run wins in the second half.
They have 23 on the season. So take away 23 wins from the Brewers total. That is 71, 61, 51. They have 51 wins.
Sorry. Yeah,
and you add 23 losses. They're 47, 57, 60. They become 51-67.
Terrible.
Is this really an argument? So all the good teams, if you take away a whole bunch of their wins, you know what they are? They're a bad team. This would be true of everybody.
I saw a headline today. I almost, you know, sometimes I put like no kidding headlines on the show sheet.
Yeah.
One today, and I'm going to paraphrase, was people that have fewer health issues live longer. I was like, are you kidding me?
What was it? Extensive drinking leads to unwanted pregnancies.
Right. Yeah. That was the other one I said. Right. Yeah.
Leads to unwanted all kinds of stuff. I just bought a what? Anyway, here's more. What I'd like to see are the Tigers start winning with their pitching and hitting coinciding with each other. When the Tigers score runs and the pitchers give up runs. When the Tigers score runs, the pitchers give up runs, and when the pitching is great, the hitters are sleeping. Okay, so you just basically wanted to blow everybody out, right? You want every game to be a blowout. That's not how baseball works.
And oh, you have fact, one-run games sometimes.
The crazy thing about this Tiger team is they haven't, I don't think there has been too many stretches where they were hitting on all cylinders. And they were still winning games. But you want to blow everybody out.
The headline I saw was, study, people who live to age 100 suffer fewer illnesses over their lives.
Oh, no kidding, right?
Thanks.
From Roy in Clarkston, a win is a win, and this crappy Sox team did beat the Gribe on Sunday. Wins are not given, so enjoy them.
Thank you.
Don't care how the slightest we get there, just win the damn division, and let's go from there. Get hot in the tournament. So we did this because, you know, we took a bunch of texts early in the show where people were complaining it was only a one-run win last night. Let's face it, it was not a great offensive performance, and there were a ton of strikeouts, a ton of empty at-bats. They weren't moving runners over. They weren't doing the stuff that they, when they're at their best, they're not a team that's going to bomb five home runs a game, but they are a team that has had pretty good success this season with productive at-bats, moving some runners over, going from first to third. Last night, there wasn't a whole lot of that. I mean, they strike out too much probably as a team, but hey, by the way, Riley Green getting back to form. Not every at-bat was a thing of beauty, but he went for a stretch there where a double seemed completely out of the question.
Yeah, he was 4 of 10 over the weekend and had a hit last night, struck out once last night, but had the hit. They're still using him against left-handed pitching, so hopefully he's breaking out of it, feel more comfortable with him there.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like he's... There was a stretch there where a hit would stun people. And so, you know, this recent stretch, it's too early to say he's completely broken out of it, but if this is who he's going to be, then he is completely broken out of it. But that'll be shown over the course of time. 248-539-9797. All right, coming up next hour, Dan Campbell spoke with the media yesterday. We didn't get a chance to hear it because we were out at Allen Park. We didn't have a chance to watch a ton of practice. But it was, you know, because where we are and where we're broadcasting from, it's not, you know, we've got a job to do, and so you can't really focus in on what you're seeing. But we will be there over the next 2 days for joint practices, and I really want to make an effort. You value joint practices more than you do preseason games, and it makes sense because you're going to see a lot more of the starters. Dan Campbell yesterday talked about the value of what they hope to get out of these joint practices with Miami. You will hear that next hour. Along with his evaluation of the two backup quarterbacks, where he stands with them. Also, Kang's got another elite story.
Amazing.
This might be the all-timer when it comes to the category. We'll get to that today at 12:02. It's Carson Anderson. Just a reminder, you can stream the show using the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. Then you can listen to this show and all the shows here on 97.1 The Ticket anywhere in the United States.
Even Pensacola,
Scott Anderson. You can also stream through our website, 971theticket.com, where the Birchie Kid and Evan are responsible for all the great content. Stream with video, youtube.com, twitch.tv. If you are on those websites, you can see the show. You can also participate in the streaming chat. Check it all out. Ways to take in the station here. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.